Welcome to Leadership Talk Podcast. Today, Pastor Preji talks about the process involved in transition and how to discern the season of transitioning with examples from the Bible. Hope this blesses you.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this morning's conversation on Leadership Talk. I really believe that some of you that are tuning in this morning are going to be those that the Lord is going to use to influence people in different spheres of life. You do not have to be a positional leader all the time. Not all the time will you be granted influence over a lot of resources or a lot of people. But we always and always have to learn how to be faithful with the little that has been given to us, with the little that the Lord has entrusted with us, with the time that God has given us. Now, time is a very important factor when it comes to leadership. We need to know what seasons are allotted for us to lead which people group or which sphere of life or which domain. When do I need to lead and how long do I need to lead? When we overstep that timing or when we enter into that sphere of influence before the right time, we have the potential of messing up the whole plan that God has to use us in that place to bless people. And instead of blessing people, we may end up hurting them. And instead of this position of leadership being a blessing to us personally, it may be the one reason why you may get hurt and you may get injured and you may get killed in the process of being in that place of leadership. This particular revelation was highlighted in my spirit last week when I was studying the story of Saul and David. How the Bible says that God told Samuel to go and anoint David as the next king of Israel. Now, David was positionally the next king of Israel. Now, David was the king that God had chosen, that God had planned, and that God had ordained. And in the previous chapter, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, we would see that God had rejected Saul as the king of this nation, which means that David was now the king of Israel. And as soon as Samuel was able to locate David, and the Spirit of God came upon David to help him fulfill that assignment. Do you remember? I had taught something in the church a while back, which is that your anointing is very much connected to your assignment. If you are out of that particular assignment, then you don't need that anointing anymore. And if you are continuing to do a particular assignment for which you do not have an anointing, then by all probability, the anointing that is helping you function the way you are able to function right now may not necessarily be from God. And it is very necessary for us to pay attention to this. What happens in the case of Saul and David is the same. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16 that the moment the Spirit of God came upon David powerfully, it says that the Holy Spirit also left King Saul. Because now, God did not see him as king anymore. See, when there was still a vacuum and somebody else had not filled in that place, the Spirit of God continued to rest on him even though he was a disobedient king. But once the Spirit of God anointed David to become the next king of Israel, the Bible says that the Spirit of God left King Saul. But the problem was that King Saul continued to exercise his leadership over the nation, even though his anointing was no longer there. Even though he was no longer the person who was supposed to lead the nation. The problem because of that was that this guy ended up becoming demon-possessed. You would see very clear signs of demon possession and torture and all kinds of challenges that he goes through as a result of this particular overstaying his assignment. Now, you may wonder, is it even logical for us to expect King Saul to quit? Absolutely. You know, it was not even out of the ordinary. It was not even out of the normal. Prophet Samuel had come and told him very clearly that you're no longer the king in God's eyes. I'm no longer going to give you a prophetic word. This is the last that I'm seeing you. That was the point. That was the place where he should have either repented or he should have stepped down. If he wanted to continue to be who he is, he should have just stepped down, given up his leadership position. And yet, because of his pride and because of his desire for power, because his leadership was so much about lording over the nation and not necessarily leading the nation in the ways of God, the Bible says that he continued in the position of being a king. And because he continued in the position of being a king, the Bible says he ultimately got demon possessed. Now, not all of us will have such drastic experiences, and yet we need to be very sensitive to understand what season of my life am I supposed to lead where, and when does my season change? You know, recently I was listening to and reading the story of Eric and Candace Johnson, who were senior pastors of Bethel Church in Redding, California, and how they stepped down from that position of being the senior pastors. Now, can you imagine being in that place where you are the senior pastor of a church that is impacting and influencing the whole globe? We all know how much impact the Bethel Church is making on our music, on some of our theologies, and the way that God is using them to bless our generation in such a profound manner. Who wouldn't want to be in that senior pastoral role in a church like that? Who wouldn't want all the fame, all the resources, all the influence that you get by being in that particular position? But when I read that story and when I heard their testimony and when I heard all that they were sharing, they mentioned this again and again. We felt that our season here is over and that God is taking us to something else. Now, the next thing that they do may not be as glamorous as being the senior pastors of Bethel Church in Redding, California. The next thing that they do may not have the same number of followers and the influence that Bethel Church has. But because they were sensitive enough to understand that, hey, my season here is done. I need to move on to what God is calling me to next. Now, some of you are homemakers, some of you are parents, some of you are business leaders and church pastors, worship leaders. You need to know when it is time to transition into the next season of life. Not only do you need to know when it is time, you also need to know how to transition into your next phase of ministry, or your next phase of business, or your next phase of investment, or your next phase of parenting. Whatever area of leadership you are in right now, you need to be extremely careful to transition wisely, that you transition with the right frame of mind. As a matter of fact, most of us, when we are transitioning into the next level or the next thing, we do that only when we become uncomfortable with the current thing that we are doing. When we become disoriented and when we don't have any direction or when we don't see any growth or increase, how often do we make a change or a shift because you were sensitive to the seasons in your life? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, it says, there is a season for everything. How often have you made a change in your positions, your responsibilities, because you felt that your seasons are changing. See, one of the things that make a leader stand out is the fact that he has a perspective, is the fact that he can see things that others don't see and pay attention to normally, is the fact that he is interested in details. He's interested in knowing exactly what God wants him to do. He's not satisfied with mediocrity. He's not satisfied with just existing. He's not satisfied with doing ministry or running a business just for the sake of it, or just to help people, or just to get some money. No, he wants to live his life on purpose. That is what sets apart anybody from being a leader. That is what defines you to be a leader. Now, as a leader, if you have a correct perspective, and if you have a vision for what you're doing in life, if you have a vision for how and why you're running this organization and what you're doing with the organization, then you will know. Then you will have an understanding on what is my current season and when does this season end. And you know, not always will you know all the information ahead of time. And that is where we need to depend on God and walk with God very closely. And we have to learn to be in step with the voice of God. We cannot just depend on the one prophecy we got 30 years back. We need to be intentional to hear what God is speaking on a daily basis, on a regular basis. Go back to God and go back to into His presence and go back to His heart to hear what He is saying right now. And as you do that, the Lord will equip you and help you. And whenever you overstay your welcome in a particular season, you will overstep the grace of God that is available for you. And whenever you overstep the grace of God, I'm telling you, that is where failures happen. That is where moral collapses happen. That is where we open up our lives for attacks of the enemy, because now there is no longer anointing that is protecting that particular assignment that you're doing outside of what God has planned or given to you. And you know, you would see this in the book of 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. So many kings that overstayed their welcome or went outside their spheres of influence. One particular king, Uzziah, the Bible says that he went into the temple to burn incense when that was not his calling. And that is something that he got judged for. Another king called Hezekiah, the Bible says that he was a righteous man, one of the greatest revivalists in the Old Testament. And now the Bible says that when prophet Isaiah came and told him that your time on earth is done, it is time for you to go back home. Why don't you set your affairs in order and prepare for death? The Bible says that he did not yield to that word. Instead, he began to fight and he began to pray and he began to really break his heart before God. And when God saw that, he changed his mind. But the problem is that the next 15 years of Hezekiah's life was completely off. Why did that happen? Why would a man like Hezekiah, who had such an amazing journey, who had such an amazing history, who had such an amazing life, who had such an amazing revival that he led, why would he reach a place where now he was trusting on himself, he was trusting on the Babylonians, where he was trusting on the most unwanted of things? He had begun to trust in his own wealth and riches. And finally, when God spoke to him, God said, "Hey, what you did was evil." The Bible says that he did not even find that very alarming, because he said, "Okay, thankfully nothing bad is going to happen in my life, in my lifetime. It may happen in or during my children, but it's not happening in my lifetime." He did not repent of the mistakes that he made. Can you imagine being in that place where God is speaking to you and you don't see the problem? That is what happens when you step outside the grace of God. That is what happens when you step outside the seasons that God has allotted for you. God was, in my opinion, God was protecting him from the next 15 years of his life by asking him to pack up and go back to heaven. The Bible also talks about how King Hezekiah gave birth to a son in the next 15 years. His name was Manasseh, and he became the next king of Israel. He became the king of Israel when Hezekiah died. And this king was only 12 years old when he became king. And this king, King Manasseh, man, this guy messed up the nation of Judah. It says that not even the kings of Israel, which is the northern kingdom, or the other pagan nations were as bad as King Manasseh, who was the son of King Hezekiah. Can you imagine the disastrous effects of stepping outside the seasons that God has given you? Stepping outside or going more and beyond what God has planned and prepared for you. So, can I give you some practical tips this morning to help you to decipher for yourself before a problem comes, before discomfort arises, before issues come? Most times what we do is, because we see a lot of struggles and problems, we think that my time here is done. I need to move to the next house, or I need to move to the next assignment, or I need to move to the next thing. That's not how you decide if your time is done. Because if that would be the way in which these guys in the Bible would decide, you know that David would have never become the king. Because he would have said, okay, look at the Goliaths that are fighting us and the Philistines that are stealing from us and all these challenges. I don't think it's time for me to become the king. He would have never assumed the position that God wanted him to take. If problems would have been the indicator that your season is over, then King Hezekiah, he was in a season of peace and prosperity and revival. He did not have any problems. Why would he believe that his time on earth is done? He had to be sensitive to the timeline of God. Now, my point would be to ask you to look beyond just the problems that you're faced with. Don't look at the problems and the discomfort and think that your time in the current assignment is done. You have to have something bigger than that. You need to have a scale which is beyond that particular thing. So here is what I'll suggest. Go back to your calling. Go back to the vision that God gave you for this particular season in life, for this particular period of your life journey. Go back to the vision. Go back to the calling. And why don't you evaluate your current assignments? Why don't you evaluate what you're doing currently and check if this has already been fulfilled? If the prophecies for my current season is already come to pass? And when we begin to evaluate and see if our current season is already come to a fullness, it has come to the fullness of time. That is the phrase that was used about Jesus when he crossed his age 30 and he started doing ministry. In the fullness of time, he began doing his ministry. And it's necessary that you evaluate your current season of life and evaluate whether your current assignments have reached its fullness. Now, if your current assignment has reached its fullness, or you've stepped outside of the assignments that God originally had given you, and you're no longer doing that right now, now you're doing something else apart from what God had asked you to do, then it is a clear sign, it is a clear reminder for you to know that your current season has gotten over. You don't need to be doing the same thing and remain in the same assignment and remain in the same location, trying to do the same thing over and over again. This is where I would advise you to take a break, go into the presence of God with fasting and praying and just seeking Him with everything, asking for directions, for recalibration, especially if you find yourself or if you catch yourself doing things that God has not assigned you to do. If you catch yourself being caught up and busy and hectic with assignments that are not given to you by God, sometimes it is necessary that you let go of some things, even if you enjoy them, that even if you like doing those things, that you let go of those things, if those are not part and parcel of the call of God over your life. And when you are intentional in pursuing God, in bringing these things before God and saying, God, I am not supposed to be the king of Israel anymore. This is not what I had initially planned or thought my life is going to be. And this is not where my life is headed to at this juncture in life. And it is befitting that I step down from leadership. It is befitting that I step down and I let this David take over. Now, David doesn't have any experience, but he was anointed of God and it was visible. All that Saul needed to do was to go back to Prophet Samuel and ask him, okay, I understand that you told me not to see you and that I'm no longer the king. Could you please tell me who is the next king of Israel? I am willing to hand over my leadership to him. Now, it wouldn't come easy for Saul because Saul was a proud man and Saul had enjoyed his power so much that he would never be able to give it up. But that would have been the ideal choice. And I hope and I pray that we will learn our leadership lessons from other people's failures, that we do not have to fail the way that they did. If Saul would have stepped down at that time, he could have been a great advisor and a great help to David rather than being a demon-possessed guy who would end up destroying himself, his children, and the children's children's children. His generations got wiped away because he remained in a position, he remained in an assignment beyond the grace period that was given to him, beyond the season that was allotted to him. Now, I hope that that will not be said about any one of us that is listening this morning. Another very important factor in knowing whether you're still in the right season of life is the peace of God that you carry in your spirit, the peace of God that you have in your heart. Now, I'm not talking about circumstantial peace. See, the peace around you will not necessarily determine if this is the will of God for you, if this is the season that is right for you or not. But you need to know with the peace of God that is inside your heart, inside your spirit. Now, if you look at Jesus started getting very troubled towards the last season of his life on the earth. When he knew, when he understood that his seasons are about to shift, his peace, the peace of God that was in his heart, automatically started troubling him now and started drawing him to places of prayer, places of prophecy, places of desperate cries for the city, for the nation. You know, if you read the book of Matthew, you would see it beginning all the way in chapter 23, and then chapter 24, and then chapter 25, 26. He begins to be bothered by everything that is happening in and around Jerusalem and the nation. And he begins to pray for them. He begins to cry for them. And at one point, at the peak of it, you would see him going and crying to the point where his sweat becomes blood. Can you imagine crying to that extent, being frustrated to that particular extent? Now, that was a sign that his season was about to transition into the next level. Now, The next level was definitely more beautiful, more powerful, more glorious, and yet that transition process involved the peace that Jesus had in his heart to be erupted, to be taken out, to be removed. And instead of that peace, now there was a continuous restlessness on his inside. See, on the outside, people wanted to make him king. On the outside, people were worshipping him. You would see that in the triumphant entry when he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. On the outside, everything was working out for them. And that is why even the disciples didn't believe it when Jesus told them that my seasons are about to change, that I am about to die. They didn't believe it. They said, no, not now, not now. This is not the time to die. This is the time to live. And this is the time for us to celebrate what God is doing and take this to the next level and all that. And yet, Jesus knew that his peace had been taken away. And now you would see him climbing up to the Mount of Transfiguration where Moses and Elijah would come and give him instructions and give him guidance and counsel from heaven. And then you would see angels coming and ministering to him. And all of those happening in a season, in a time when his peace got taken away. So child of God, will you pay intentional attention, not to your circumstantial peace, not to your problems and, you know, all the issues that you're facing, all the attacks that is coming your way, but to the peace that is on the inside of you. And that is why a child of God needs to learn the principle of being still before God. Because in that moment of being still, in that moment of being at a place of rest, that is where you will be able to have a complete evaluation and a perspective of the peace of God that is on the inside of you. Now, this peacelessness is not the same as being anxious. It is not the same as being experiencing a panic attack or depression or any of the mental health condition which is in the mind or in the soul realm. This will be a peacelessness in your spirit because God is preparing you for something else. You would see Apostle Paul talk about this when he says that I am in labor pains for you. What was that labor pains? It's not something in the soul realm. He was not sad because of these guys. He says, I'm groaning. It was a spiritual activity because the next season was about to come. Because Paul was praying that Christ be born in them. And it was a new season, like a pregnant mother would carry the child. And at one particular point, she would lose her peace. At one particular point, her body is no longer in equilibrium. At one particular point, everything goes for a toss. Till the time she gets to see that baby, she would be in labor and she would be in agony. And such is the process of transitioning from one season to another. And I hope and I pray that you would pay close attention to the peace of God that is on the inside of you. And I'm sure that there are many ways in which we can evaluate and we can understand what is God doing in my life in this season and is my seasons over. Now, I would like to hear from you. If you'd like to talk back to us and get in touch with us, I will leave a link on the show notes for you to connect with us on the Telegram app. And on the app, you have the option of replying to us, commenting and letting us know how do you discern when your seasons are over? How do you know when your season is about to shift into the next one? I'd like to hear from you as well. And at the same time, if you need counsel or prayers for your current season in life, feel free to reach out to us and we'd be more than glad to journey with you. If you need mentorship, we have amazing leaders who can come by your side and journey alongside you and help you through the process that you're in right now. And feel free to write to us and feel free to connect with us. We'd be more than glad to help you. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. I would also invite you to partner with us financially if you would like to and if you're able to and if you're led to. Go onto our website, pastorpraji.com/donate, And you can commit to giving an amount monthly or yearly or just as a one-time donation. This will help us to take these podcasts to more people, to bring amazing guests who can bless you and help many more people like you, many more cities, churches, nations like yours. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. God bless you, and we will catch up again in about 3 weeks.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Hope you were blessed. Do visit pastorpreji.com/podcast to subscribe for more resources related to leadership and various topics.